everyone. Annette Neda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Neda. Today, we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on lesson 345. Now, after today, we only have 20 lessons left in the workbook.
Oh my word, is that true?
That is true.
So we'll make this announcement again, starting January 1st. Because that's where when we like to start, January 1st, that week, sometime that week. We don't have it all figured out yet, but we will be having a weekly continuation of this podcast where we're going to do a section of the text each week.
Yes.
It won't be daily. It'll just be weekly.
Yes. So the 30-minute podcast going through one section of the text per week. And I'm really excited. The text, I think, is so insightful and eye-opening. So remember, we talked about the other day, the workbook, the text, is our theoretical foundation for the workbook. I know it seems like the workbook is a little easier to digest because it's just one lesson a day. But to me, we need what the workbook offers to really make use, full use of the workbook.
And
did I say make it full? Did I say it right or did I get this backwards? We need the text to make full use of the workbook.
You said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At least that's what I heard.
I know. That's what I heard. But then something in me said, you said that backwards. Yeah. So I just clarify. And there, the text, it's not like it doesn't have a different message, but the form of the message is different.
And it really is just so practical. It brings like really practical understanding. I guess that's the way I'd want to put it, a practical understanding. So, you know, some folks, when they hear A Course in Miracles, they think like some woo-woo thing. It's not woo-woo at all. It's just really practical. And it's, you know, the course talks a lot about psychology and Sigmund Freud and, so many people it mentions by name, which is fun as a student to say, oh, like Edgar Cayce, it talks about him. It talks about Jean Dixon, the astrologist, talks about her. It talks about many people that are in the world of psychology, not only Sigmund Freud, but others. If you haven't studied the text, you are in for just gifts every time. Yeah.
And if you haven't picked up your copy of the CE edition, the complete and annotated edition, you might want to for the new year so you can go through with us.
Yeah. So it's on Amazon. I know they sell it, and it's published by the Circle of Atonement. And it is for me just makes A Course in Miracles easy to read. There's so many helps in it. There's a glossary and there's some cameos and there's the Manual for Teachers is in there as well.
Yep.
And it is such, I just highly recommend that edition of A Course in Miracles. It's purple. And if you don't have that edition, the first five chapters that we study in A Course in Miracles will feel a little different because they're not word for word the same. After chapters 5 to 7, then it's very similar to the blue book, the FIP edition. But you won't be sorry if you purchase a copy complete and annotated edition of A Course in Miracles. So who's up today, Ada? I think it's you to get us started.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because what I wanted to talk about yesterday, which we're going to talk about today, is in paragraph 2, and it really was a boing in my mind because I read it. So that means I start paragraph 1 today.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits, yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus, it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die. For what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 345. I offer only miracles today for what I would have them be returned to me. Father, a miracle reflects your gifts to me, your Son, and every one I give returns to me, reminding me the law of love is universal. Even here, it takes a form which can be recognized and seen to work. The miracles I give are given back in just the form I need to help me with the problems I perceive. Father, in heaven it is different, for there are no needs. But here on earth the miracle is closer to your gifts than any other gift I can give. Then let me give this gift alone today, which, born of true forgiveness, lights the way that I must travel to remember you.
Peace to all seeking hearts today. The light has come to offer miracles to bless the tired world. It will find rest today, for we will offer what we have received. Lesson 345, I offer only miracles today, for I would have them be returned to me. I'm glad this lesson is this lesson because we didn't talk about the lesson at all yesterday. We read it and then we jumped over to what is a miracle, which I'm thankful for the focus on that. But today I learned the law of love, colon. Like we're learning what the law of love is here. That what I give my brother is my gift to me. That colon, as I was pondering this lesson today and thinking about it, and I looked at it again, I said, oh, there's a colon there. That we just got told what the law of love is. What I give my brother is my gift to me. Now, this goes into giving is receiving. Because we think we can only receive, really. It only counts if it comes from someone else. So if, like when we're talking about attack or be attacked, we've talked about that a couple times over this what is section, what is a miracle? And it's the law of love really only deals with what we're doing. If we are giving out love, it's not even that's what we're going to be receiving from other people. But that's our gift to ourselves. We receive that from ourselves because that becomes our experience. If we're trying our best, inviting love in, to be the presence of love wherever we go, we'll experience love within ourselves. People will still be people. That's not going to change until they decide to change. But our experience within our own minds, because remember, A Course in Miracles is a mind training course, not a world training course, a mind training course, where we're training our mind to be in alignment with love. So the more we train our mind, that becomes our inner experience.
I love it that you're reminding us of that, because in the world, we give to get.
Yes. And we can then think, well, if I'm going to be that presence of love, then other people love, either like love me back, or that's how people will act around me or whatever.
There's going to be bunny rabbits, sunshine, and roses somewhere. There's going to be
more love in my life. There will be, but only because our inner world is then the foundation is love inside. People are still going to cut each other off. There's still going to be robberies. There's still going to be murders until the entire sonship chooses miracles instead. But while all that's happening, our inner experience becomes one of love. And so then that's as we go out and we're loving, because we really have to check in. Okay, no matter what someone else does, how am I going to respond? Am I going to respond with love or fear? If it's love, then we can't really take into account, we can respond from love, but we can't say, well, they did this to me, I'm gonna get them back. One thing and then I talk about is people don't seem to return text messages a lot these days. And then sometimes I feel like, oh, you know, what's the point? No one's gonna return mine either. And I say, no, I don't like it when people don't return text messages to me. So then, that's kind of becomes this motivation of where I want to, because that to me is the right thing to do. And that changes my experience.
And the give to get, I think, can really get us into trouble.
Like, oh, it
can take us down that road. Well, I didn't get a text return, so I'm not going to return theirs or that one. Or, you know, there's a lot of like resentment and payback and all those attitudes.
And doesn't mean you have to respond within 5 minutes.
No, or even a few days. It might take a few days, but ultimately, you know, you're saying you would much prefer to, even if it takes a few days, at least you get a response. And, you know, so that the giving and receiving is one in truth, is what how the mm-hmm. Course says it, is that when you're coming from that loving space, you really are just coming from the desire every day to invite love in and be the presence of love.
Right.
However that looks.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not caring about, you know, what other people do.
Right. And that's going in, blending into today's lesson. I offer only miracles, only expressions of love today, for I would have them be returned to me. It's about that inner experience. Again, if I'm going to offer expressions of love today, we can't only come from that space with this expectation of, okay, I want to be loving, they're going to be loving back.
Well, the line in here that really caught my eye was, the miracles I give are given back in just the form I need to help me with the problems I perceive.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm giving miracles, which I'm just giving expressions of love, what I'm going to receive back is what I need to see that I am truly love. And we're not in charge of the form that comes back to us.
Right.
And we don't want to get caught up in the form that Correct. Comes back to us. Yeah. So what did you want to say yesterday?
Okay, yeah, we'll jump over it. I just really wanted to say, law of love, colon.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for that.
Whole inner experience thing going on that maybe we, because I just know in my early years of A Course in Miracles, and can still get caught up in this today, that if I think, okay, if I'm going to be loving, other people are going to be nice to me. Not always the case, but I still want to come from a presence of love. Okay, so.
But don't you think, before we go on, just can I just say something about that?
Yeah.
When people aren't nice to you.
I still feel better.
I was just going to say, don't you think you have a different response now after being a student of A Course in Miracles for the last 8 years?
Oh, absolutely. I feel better.
Yeah.
Because I know in my heart, I was coming from love. And I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to really get into the muck and the mire of how did someone respond. Mm-hmm. I know where I was coming from, and that's the end.
Yeah. So, and also, I mean, what the course has really helped me with is to know that, you know, when I'm inviting love in every day, mm-hmm. and just wanting to be learning and growing and understanding A Course in Miracles more, And whatever that means, right? It's not like I have to have my nose in the book every day. You know, it's just like, you know, we meet, we do our Course in Miracles, and then typically I just go on with my day. It just means that I'm willing to be that student all day long.
Yeah. Have that beginner's mind.
Yeah. And that's really been really so important to me.
Yeah.
You know, and also so healing. So what...
So what caught my attention yesterday
in the second paragraph.
Yes, which is sentence 3 of the second paragraph. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. So I read that yesterday, and I got this picture in my mind. So it's like, because what really stood out to me, it inverts perception, which it turns it from, we would say, upside down. So it's funny, I've never thought about inverts like this. Whenever I think of inverts, I think, well, there's right side up, inverted is upside down. Now we have inverse perception, which was upside down before. And so that's actually using invert as probably its more true definition of, no matter what orientation it is, if you flip it, you've inverted it.
Mm.
So we're actually starting in the upside down position, and then the inversion is flipping it right side up. So I got this picture of I'm like walking on my hands, and I can't do this anyway, but in my head I can. I'm walking on my hands and my arms are so tired, you know, my blood is rushing to my head, and I'm just like, oh, this is awful. And then someone comes up to me and says, you know, you can walk on your feet, right? You're upside down. And then my thought is, I'm not upside down, you're upside down.
Oh, because they're walking on their feet and you're still walking on your hands?
Yeah. I'm not upside down. You're upside down. You need to be walking on your hands.
Yeah. And that's what we do in the ego thought system.
And that's what it is.
That's a great illustration for us, though.
But then the Holy Spirit is just saying, no, you're upside down. I know I'm right side up. You're the one who's upside down.
Thank you.
Have to be walking on your hands anymore and feeling sore and just miserable. You can use your feet, which is what they were made for.
Yeah. And we were created for love.
We were created for love.
We weren't created for the ego thought system.
No. We never were created for the ego thought system.
Wow. I really appreciate that today, Ada. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. You're walking on your hands.
Yeah, everything's upside down. It looks like the trees are coming out of the ceiling, and it just looks all weird. It's like, God, a scary place. Everything isn't what it feels like it should be. I'm always having to struggle against gravity, and it's just so hard. It's like, but you're upside down. But then it's that fight. I'm not upside down. You're upside down. And it's that fight that goes on in the ego thought system, always trying to be right, when really we're starting from this upside down position in the ego.
And that's the devastation from paragraph one.
Yes. And that's just the image that came to my head as I was reading that. It's so amazing how I can hear you read it, but it's totally different when I get to read it.
Right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And thank you for, you know, remembering it for today.
Of course.
So we will be back tomorrow, but for today we're on lesson
345. I offer only miracles today, for I would have them be returned to me.
See you tomorrow.
Could be I offer but miracles today. No, I'm just joking. I offer only miracles.
Oh, my word.
Have a lovely day.